Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. It's been a while. I hope everyone's doing fine in this pandemic.
It's been a while.
I know it's been since October, but there are reasons for it. What's the reason, Travis?
We're all lazy pieces.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, essentially. We've been playing the forest too long.
Way too long.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what's funny about that, too, is Markiplier started playing the game like 2 days ago.
Nice.
I saw that.
I don't really watch them, but that's pretty
cool. This is what I'm saying. Everyone's copying.
No, it's true. Remember that Noel started playing Detroit when I was playing Detroit? And then I started playing, what the fuck else was it? What else were we playing that someone was like started playing it like the day after?
Was it Generation
yeah,
Zero?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
No, I don't think anyone popular was really playing that. It was
not
all
really,
kind of.
No.
Or was it PewDiePie that
started
playing
it? It was
PewDiePie. Yo, you know what game I found on PlayStation Store the other day that was only
what?
$4?
Anthem?
Dead Island Definitive.
You're kidding me.
Oh, the Definitive?
Nah.
That's
yeah.
funny, dude.
With the remastered version of Hoodoo Your Voodoo, bitch. You guys
yeah,
remember,
I remember
that song?
All right, let's just get into it. The other day, we realized that we hadn't put out an episode. And one of the reasons we haven't put out an episode is, of course, that we're lazy. We also just haven't had, like, a day where we can have more than two people at once. But also, I have Corona.
Not the good kind.
Yeah, not the yellow piss, the actual. I got coronavirus. It sucks. I tell you this, it sucks especially for me because it's like I haven't left the house other than to like go like grocery shopping and to the DMV those 2 days because you know I have to get my license plates anyway.
Damn, you went to the DMV with coronavirus?
No, this was
before.
Like week. This was like a month ago.
Oh, okay.
I know what you're saying. About to say,
I was about to say, you've killed us all.
No, if I went to the DMV with Corona, everyone would be dead.
Tonight. Everyone.
Honestly, fucking, that'd be like ground zero for that shit, dude.
Most
it's
of the people
like,
there are
it's
old.
Like the casino.
I'm surprised they even shut the casino off. They can't really force it, but yeah.
Fucking sin. No, they can still take away our liquor license and
oh, really?
Our gaming license. Yeah, because those are both federally owned. Like, my barber had to close because she is state licensed. So if she continued to stay open, even though she's in a county that's not enforcing it, the state is enforcing it.
How does that conflict with places like, you know, like the story about the, was it the Apple Bistro and Eldorado Cafe? They're not
state
licensed.
Oh,
you're right, you're not, huh?
Well, they were getting fined, I know that. And I know they were paying off that fine because they had enough people coming in. It's like, oh, we'll support
that's true, but you know what sucks.
I know they... I think it's really good. It's just when, I guess they, like, bullied someone off the premises because they came in wearing a mask. And they're like, we don't want fucking kind of virus.
Yo,
no, I'm not even kidding.
Off and became...
I'm not even kidding you. It was in the news. They like asked someone to leave the store because they came in wearing masks.
Yeah, no, dude, it's true though. Like, okay, so before I had Corona, like I say, like it was a long time ago, but it truly was. before I had Corona, I would
spend 84 years.
I would go to the store, like everywhere I went, I wear my mask, you know, like because I'm doing my part. And people
were
just staring
and, like.
Like, yeah, like, what are you, a crackhead or some shit? Like, I feel like crackheads get stared at less than when I wear a mask. Like, I went to this one place to get my car smogged, and it's right by where, like, Union Mine is, you know, like, where that junkyard is. So, yeah, so right there, I went in there because I looked up, like, smog places, and I guess they did smog there or title registrations. So I went in there, and I was like, where am I masked? And none of them had a mask. There was, like, three people in there. None of them had a mask, and, like, there wasn't any... There was a poster on the door that said you had to wear a mask, but none of them were wearing it. And so I just went in and I'm like, hi, do you guys do registration here? They're like, yeah, but she's not here right now. And I was like, "Oh, okay. Do you know what time she'll be back?" She's like, "She'll be here this afternoon. Here's her car. Just call her before you." And I was like, "Okay, thank you." And then I walked out and I was like, "You know what? Fuck this place. I'm going elsewhere." And then I remember that Travis had told me that the Folsom EMV is a lot quicker. So I went down to Folsom and it was a lot quicker. Like, it took me like less than 15 minutes.
Dude, I love Folsom DMV. I got a brand new ID, like photo, everything, info, in under 20 minutes. You went
to Folsom? Under 20. Yeah, the Folsom one.
Really?
It's a lot better.
Yeah, down by... It's so nice. There's so much space in there.
You know what I really liked about
it? People aren't fucking...
Is, you know, you go in line, right? And, like, they're like, all right, stay, like, 6 feet apart. So you're waiting in line. Then you get up to the lady. She's like, "What do you need?" I'm like, "I need this." And she's like, "Okay, here's your number. We're going to text you a thing. Just use that link, and it'll tell you what place you're in. And then just come outside when you're number two in line." So I went out there. Like, I was just waiting in my car. Like, she's like, "It should be like 45 minutes. I was like, 45 minutes? That sounds like the DM. And then, like, not even 5 minutes later, I was down from 10th to 5th. And I was like, "Holy shit." And then another 5 minutes later, I was like third place. I'm like, "Damn, that was quick." And then I got out of my car and I stood over there. And they're like, "All right, who's number three?" I'm like, "Me." They're like, "All right, you're next." And they just threw me in there. I'm like, "Oh shit, that was quick."
My theory is this: they send all the people they don't want to deal with to the Placerville
DMV.
What
happened that day is the guy that I got was like this old, like, you know, 50-plus-year-old man with, like, a giant beard looking like Santa Claus, and he just looked hella grumpy. He's like, "All right, what you need?" And I told him what I needed, and then he was doing it all in silence. Like, I was just standing there. And then he goes, "Sir, okay, so your registration is going to be $483. I was like, "Oh, yeah, fuck, what? He's like, "It's going to be $483. I'm like, "Ah, that is no. And he's like, "Well, you didn't do this earlier." And I was like, "But I tried to. I went to the DMV like a month and a half ago, to the Placerville one, and they didn't help me. They told me to just mail it to the guy who sold me the car and then have him mail it back to me." And he's like, "Okay, so you're saying that you've already been to the DMV?" I'm like, "Yes." And he's like, "All right, okay, so what I'm going to have you do is write that down on this piece of paper for me, write a little statement, and tell them that, you know, you tried to get help from them, but they were fucking useless." I was like, "All right, I like that. Okay."
He really said that?
And yeah, that's what he said. And I was like, "You know what? You're not lying. Like, I hate the people at the Placerville DMV." He's like, "You know what's funny? You didn't come yesterday because all of those guys were up here yesterday."
You know what sucks about the Placerville DMV is the fact that I always wake up so damn early to get there. Like, I'm legitimately waking up at like, what did they open, 7 or something like that?
And there's still people in line.
Mm-hmm. They open
I think
at 8.
They open at like 6.
They open at 8.
Well, whatever time they open, I know every time I try to be first, I'm always like 3rd or 4th.
Yeah, no, people like camp out there like it's a GameStop or some shit.
But it's like you have to if you want to get done that quick. And that's what I hate.
I don't know. Yeah, I hate that DMV. Also, it's so small and claustrophobic compared to the one in Folsom.
Is it really?
The one in Folsom has like 19 windows. They have like 19 or 20 windows. Man. And they have like this huge space for you to just sit down in chairs.
That sounds amazing.
Oh, and by the way, the lady who was taking the pictures for the licenses was kind of cute. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, Leo.
Well, yeah, because it's down in Folsom. It's not some like 57-year-old white woman that's never eaten anything but McDonald's for the past 20 years.
Jesus.
Oh, shit. She's got corona.
She's got to work the rest of her life at the DMV to pay for a gastric fucking bypass surgery.
Dude, you guys are so lucky that we haven't advanced far enough to just throw diseases through the fucking radio waves.
Good.
You guys would have just gotten corona.
Because people are going to legitimately going to believe you, the fact that we can't.
One of our listeners is going to be like, you know what?
Because they're spreading the corona over the 5G. Legitimately, they're gonna be like,
"God damn it! I heard that man sneeze. I've got it."
Hey, speaking of,
it's gonna
5G,
be the
right. Okay, so you know how I have Mint Mobile, right?
How is that, by the way? Is it worth it?
It's pretty good. It's good for me. I mean, my dad said it didn't really work much in Georgetown, but I rarely go to Georgetown. So when I do go, yeah, I still have like two bars or one bar. Like it still works in most places of Georgetown. But if I go to Folsom or other places like that, it works fine.
So like, what's your plan? I've been interested in it.
I have the 8 gigabyte plan, which is only $20 a month. But now they do have an unlimited for 30.
Oh my! Wow, really? $30? That's good.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Mine's 100 per.
Ouch.
What are you, AT&T?
That includes the price of my phone though, but my phone's only 25.
See, but
I really don't need unlimited.
It's better
because I hardly use. I think by the end of the month, it's like you've used 8 gigs. I'm like,
yeah. Oh, fuck. See, I mean, so for me, the only reason I chose the 8 gigabyte obviously was their biggest one at the. Well, they had a 12 or a 16, but I mean, for the price, $20, 8 gigs is pretty decent. So I chose that one because I spend most of my time at home, and we have Wi-Fi anyway.
Yeah.
So the only time I would waste internet is like if I go out to work or whatever. But now, like I said, they have a 30 gigabyte or unlimited for $30. And I bought my phone like from Apple. So it's like I already bought my phone. Like my phone's mine. So I don't have to pay anything off of the phone.
That's anymore. Good. Yeah.
But the reason I brought that up is because I guess so I got a letter in the mail from Ryan Reynolds.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
So I got a letter. It was like from Ryan Reynolds and like the address or whatever. And it was like, here's a little letter to my biggest fans. Actually, let me fucking read it. All right. I sent it to my friends on Discord because another friend of mine, Summer, has Mint Mobile, but she didn't get this letter. And I was like, I'm not saying I'm better than you, but I mean, if there's a reason I got one and you didn't, it's because I'm better, right? But yeah, so let me try to find what it says. In the meantime, Travis, would you like to say something?
Someone made handsome Squidward in Cyberpunk 2077.
I saw that video or post or whatever. Like, yeah.
What the fuck?
That was funny.
I just sent you a picture.
I don't want to look at this.
It's beautiful, Leo. It's a work of art.
Oh, man. I hate you.
See, this was one of my gripes with Cyberpunk here. So, you know, the character creation, awesome. They give you a lot of features that other games don't, such as the dick. Now,
Wait. Pause.
They do right not here. Give you pause. A...
I found the video. Okay, so it says Teary and Bright have taken the year off, introducing the 2020 appropriate, reflective and moody Mint Mobile holiday card. Here's the 2021. Ryan Reynolds, owner and user. And it's like signed by Ryan Reynolds.
You gotta post. You gotta frame that,
dude. I know. And then, okay, so then it's like it's just a picture of Ryan Reynolds looking down at the ground with like pouty eyes and glasses.
That's funny.
Yep.
Nice.
I gotta frame that.
He sent you a headshot.
Yeah, he sent me a headshot.
Dude, yeah, you gotta frame that.
Oh my God, that Squidward is exactly the same.
Did you?
That's Vin Diesel's brother.
What did you share that with Travis?
Oh my God, he just sent it to me.
Yeah, I couldn't share the link, so I just screenshotted it.
All right, I sent the Ryan Reynolds postcard that he sent me.
Oh yeah, that looks. Yeah, you should frame that.
Okay, great. Yeah, but Summer was like, why the fuck did you get one and I didn't? I'm like, I'm not saying I'm better. But, I mean, obviously, Ryan Reynolds thinks so. Yeah, that was cool, though.
That is awesome, yeah.
All right, so continue with about Cyberpunk and the dick.
Cyberpunk. Okay. So, I'm making my character, and, you know, I was a little disappointed that they didn't have more in-between size options. They have a, you know, small, basic, and then, like, large.
Uh-huh.
And even the basic seems a little big.
I actually saw a meme about the general that today. Like, someone was on Twitch streaming, and they're like, "How is this small?
Small?
Like, it's bro, big. That's two times the size of mine."
I know, like, right? I know. I saw that too.
So, this is my beef. There, this is my theory. Okay, they do not give you the circumcised option.
Oh my God.
See, well, as someone who's not circumcised,
I know what this means. It means this game hates Jewish.
What?
Jesus, man.
Jews are all about. Well,
you
that
know, you do know why.
Yeah, so is like a lot of the world.
It's because a lot of people can't afford the insurance for it too. Sometimes.
A lot of people around the world are.
I have no idea.
The procedure.
Because
you know what? I'm gonna look it up. Okay, ready?
In Mexico, it is very like it's very common to get your child circumcised. The only reason I'm not is because my mom was like, you know what? I don't want to make that decision for him, so she didn't have me circumcised.
Dude, oh, same here. That's how my parents were.
That was it. Like my mom, she could have done it because they do it for free.
Okay, never mind.
No, for me, I guess they can afford.
They're like, hey, we're gonna charge your child's dick.
Okay, so at UCLA, the list price for circumcision for a newborn child.
Yeah, there you go.
$5. Bruh.
As an adult, you can get it done for $7.90.
Nah, I'm good, man. I've lived all 22 years of my life with a hood on my PP, and I'm good.
I'm sorry.
The only thing is, you gotta clean it. You know, like I used to know this person who was like,
yeah.
You ever clean your dick? Because otherwise you get schmegma. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, no, you gotta clean it, dude. Because like you get schmegma. I was like, yeah, of course you gotta clean it. He's like, well, shit, no one told me. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean you didn't?
They should tell you that in grade.
What do you mean you didn't know you had to clean it?
That's terrible.
It's like, you take a shower, you pull that shit back,
he's like, wait,
you rinse it out. It's like an armpit or a fucking...
Comes up to you the next... comes back to you the next day. He's like, dude, did you know you have to wipe your ass?
Okay, wait. So, speaking of that, it's like, I was watching Card Sharks, right? And one of the questions they asked was, do you wash your feet when you take a shower?
Yes.
Okay, but like, what does that entail? Because like, I don't want like I
just
what I do is like I rub my feet against each other, right? Like I you know the bottoms, the sides, and the backs, heels, of course. But like, I don't put shampoo on them before I like you know wipe them up against each other.
Shampoo.
Body wash, I mean,
like they were saying, like, do you clean your feet with shampoo?
No, I have body wash, obviously. So you use the body wash.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do basically.
So do you, like, actively, like, you grab your loofah or whatever, and then you go to your feet? And
yes.
Wow, okay.
Not every time, but, like, you know, I work from the top down, and then I, like, give it a good rinse, water, you know?
Yeah, you know, just scrub the soles of the feet and the bottom, do a quick pass over between the in-between of your toes, and that's it. I barely spend, like, maybe, like, a minute or two. All
right, that's fair.
Because you got to think. Most of the time, anything you do to wash your feet, you're not really going to make any drastic change, especially if you got to hop in the shoes.
Definitely.
And, like, you know, go to your job or anything. And if you walk around barefoot a lot of the time, your feet are like
that's when you have to go to a freaking like nail salon. All that stuff.
Okay, wait. Speaking of nail salon, I saw a video the other day of like, you know, like a woman getting her nails done, like, you know, her fingernails done. Is it true? Because I feel like it's bullshit. Is it true that they like, you know, they just put that nail through the top of their other nail? Like
I saw that and it made me cringe so bad.
Like insert it into their nails?
No, that
like,
can't be true. That can't be true.
Cuticle?
Because
that's not true.
That can't
be
because I saw that and oh my god, dude, my stomach turned when I saw that for some reason.
That looks painful as fuck.
It can't be true.
That might be like some weird more permanent solution. I've never
no, and
seen
they,
that
and then all
happen.
The comments were like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously, could have been fucking with it, right? But they were like, wow, guys didn't know that we do this. Why the fuck do they think it takes so long and it's so expensive? And I was like, I mean, they bring up valid points. So, like, at this point, I don't know if it was real or not.
You know what? I'm afraid to find out if it's real or not because that freaks me out.
Yeah, because if it's real, it's like, why would you do that to yourself?
Does anyone know the name of
I
the
don't.
Videos?
I saw it through iFunny.
It's a TikTok, but I don't know, you know, what it was called.
Yeah,
I'll YouTube.
Yeah, just look up like.
What do you
look
think
up like?
How women really get their nails
is how
done?
How women do their nails done? Yeah.
So TikTok.
I don't know. I saw that and I like now we need to go with one of my friends when they get their nails done to see if that shit's real or not. Because if that's real, that just blows my mind.
And that's real, man. I don't know what to think anymore. I'm like,
yeah, no, I would never get my nails done.
I'd stay away. If a woman had their nails done like that, dude. You never know what they're going to be packing. They're going to be packing freaking anything now.
You could shove... Well, at that point, it's like...
Now you're watching it.
No, I found a different one. Oh, like, Jesus. It led me down a darker path. It's like this DIY TikTok trend of teeth filing. It's horrifying.
I think the people who need to do that need to shit themselves.
That, like, gave me an instant headache.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not, not seeing...
Well, I'll send it to you later, but yeah, can the women in the women who listen to our podcast confirm or deny? Do you? Yeah, dude, it's like 55% male and 44-ish.
What's the listeners? 10?
7. No, I'm just kidding. No, we have like 35.
How many of that is your family? Like 20 of them?
Better than zero. Yeah.
Wait, we have 35 what?
35 like followers.
That's followers. So how many of them actually listen?
We get
really went up.
The thing is, we get like a lot of listeners. Like we've had at one point, we've had like 600 listeners. You know, when we uploaded daily, but or weekly, but now we don't. So it's dropped. But we do have 35 followers. So I'm like, can we get to 50? That would be a nice number. But anyways, can any of the women confirm or deny that? They got to put, like, the fake nails into the skin underneath their cuticles.
Yeah.
Because if that's true, I'm deceased.
Mind blown out.
Fucking out of
mind. I always thought it was just, like, a
Yeah, like, they just put it on top.
Yeah, that's why I was taught, yeah.
Gorilla glue, yeah.
And that's why they complain, because, like, you know, they super glue that shit to their nails so that when... If you rip off that top one, it's super glued to the bottom one, so it'll yank that one, too. I don't know. We'll find out, I guess, next time on Dragon Ball Z.
All I know is that, you know, I guess that makes sense because my coworker got her thumb cut in a little immersion blender, and it did take the nail clean off. She had some of those longer nails, so it just ripped the whole fucking nail
Jesus
out.
Jesus Christ.
So I could see that.
The human body is but a fragile machine.
You ever... I know, you see shit like that, and you ever see shit like that, and your balls just hurt? Or is that just me?
I don't know, man. That sounds like a you
thing. Dude, it shit like that, it feels like there's a little invisible hand down there. He's like, yeah, just remember, fucker. Be careful where you put your shit.
No, usually when I see things that hurt me, it just like hurts my stomach. I'm like, oh.
No, for me, it's always balls first, man.
Dude, you just have cancer, bro. It's that shit that the doctors never figured out.
I was talking to my coworker about that the other day. I was like, did I ever tell you my testicle story? And she's like, no, what the fuck? I was like, all right, sit down
out of
and have
context.
A listen.
And sexual harassment,
sir. Yeah. I straight up was bored at like 6:30, so I walked over. So
and she's like, "Oh God, is he coming on to me now, Volta?"
She was like ready to call HR, dude.
No shit. We both tell each other like these nasty ass stories all the time and shit. So it's like, it's the norm. We trade stories. So I told her the story, and then at the end, I was like. So recently, you know, I'm a broke bitch. I can use 35 grand, and that's exactly what they'll give you for a fucking testicle these days. So I was like, dude, I wonder how much a scientific anomaly fucking testicle would get on the fucking market. Just give my fucking right nut to science and give me that.
You know what you could do if you're legitimately going to do that? Go to like a sperm donation bank and like just donate like 10 of your, you know, 10 of your things. And that way, if you ever decide to have children, you could just go pick up one of them.
Well, I mean, they still leave one of the other testicles in there. So like you still produce testosterone and whatnot, and they replace it with like a fake nut.
I love that.
Shouldn't you? They put a fake fucking testicle in there.
I don't know what movie that was. I know we've talked about this before, but there was that one movie that always, as soon as we start talking about nuts, it reminds me of that one scene where, I don't know who it was, but they took his nut, and the person who was carrying the you know, the old nut, because he had cancer or something in his nut, And so they were going to give it to him, like, to keep as, like, a gift or something. And someone was carrying it around in, like, a jar filled with water. And the jar fell, so the nut just started, like, bouncing away. And it was, like, bouncing and bouncing. And
that
then it
sounds hella familiar.
And then it jumped into, like, a tray full of donuts and, like, donut holes. And then someone ate his nut, oh, so he just went over there and grabbed, like, a giant, like, pecan or walnut and put it in the jar and gave it to his friend as if that was his nut, but it was just a walnut so that he found because someone ate this man's nut.
I know.
I don't remember what it was, but I remember watching
it. I'm sorry, but it wasn't like the Nutty Professor or something like that?
Yeah, it was the Nutty Professor. No,
I don't know why I'm thinking of that movie, freaking the Nutty Professor.
No, that's fucking Eddie Murphy. I don't know why, but I want to say that Owen Wilson was
in that
movie.
Like he would be in that movie.
Yeah. Oh, Owen Wilson is going to be
in
Loki.
Is he now?
Yeah.
No,
I haven't. I saw that.
Dude, the trailer looked dope.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be a good show, but like I watched the trailer and I'm like, yep, this is going to be a good show. All the trailers are really good.
So that's going to be Tom Hiddleston,
right?
I'm still
hella excited for WandaVision.
Yeah.
Okay.
What'd you say, Travis?
I'm still hella excited for
WandaVision. Dude. WandaVision, January 15th.
No, dude. You know what I'm excited for? Kenobi.
What?
Kenobi.
Who? Oh, nobody?
You know they're filming the Obi-Wan Kenobi?
I'm excited for
that. Oh, okay. I thought you said
nobody.
Yeah,
I was going to say, nobody looks hella good, too.
Is that legitimately a thing?
From the producers of John Wick.
No, Kenobi, dude. I'm excited for Kenobi.
I don't know. Just if John Wick had succeeded in the family part and then actually
and was
retired,
a little pussy.
And then was having a midlife crisis.
Yeah. Why didn't you stop him, Dad? Well, I wanted to, you know, reduce the casualties to a minimum. You're a pussy. You're just a pussy.
Just a little kid. Have you ever stabbed a man in the back and felt his life leave his body? You ever used bodies as fucking sandbags and nom? I don't fucking think so.
I speak for the trees, and for some they fucking reason, they speak Vietnamese. All right. Moving on. The cops came the other day. They were going to take my car away just because it was parked in one location. However, it used to say, do not park your cars between this arrow and the other arrow. My car was not parked between those arrows. And all of a sudden, this new neighbor came in and bought the property next door. Now, all of a sudden, the fucking arrow was next to my car, but like a foot away. Coincidence? I think the fuck not. So, I just gotta say to that neighbor, I hope you choke on a dick. And to the cops, fuck you, ACAB. That's it. That's all I had to say about that. I'm still mad about it. Also, moving on, if you haven't seen a good movie in a while, watch Knives Out and The Bar. Those are really good movies.
Yeah, Knives Out, good. That's a good one, dude.
Oh, you finally watched Knives Out.
It was really good, dude. I loved the twist at the end. I'm not going to, I mean, can we spoil it? I mean, it's been like, a year since it came out? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
go ahead.
Dude, the fact that, okay, so it surprised me that it was Chris Evans. I didn't expect it. I thought he was just like, you know, like, fuck those guys. I'm still getting a part of my money. And I'm helping her out. And then it turned out the whole time it was him. He was the asshole the whole time. What intrigues me about it, too, though,
I know,
is there's going to be a second one. Did you hear about that? Yeah, they're making a second one.
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily going to be a... It's going to be more focusing on Daniel Craig's character as a detective. Kind of like how they did with
Dude, I'm excited for the
Murder
sequel
on the Orient
Express. Oh, yeah, that was really good.
Death on the Nile. Yeah.
Dude, I looked at the reviews for Murder on the Orient Express. And they were pretty like low. It had like a 60 and a 40 or some shit like that, which I don't understand why. Like, it was a really good movie. I get that it's a reboot / remake, whatever, but it was pretty good.
It's probably like critics or something who probably
It was a reboot of like an older movie too. So sometimes I've noticed every now and then when they reboot older movies like that, and it is a good reboot, they tend not to do well critically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But audience wise, yeah, they did pretty good.
I mean, it had Johnny Depp.
I don't know why you know? That is. That doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Justice for Johnny. Did you hear that Tim Burton said he'll only reboot the family Adams Family?
I saw that. Which made me happy. You know, they're friends. Oh, yeah. So
I heard that.
Fuck Warner Brothers.
Did you guys sign a petition to get Amber Heard removed from? I did. You know.
Yeah.
I think so. I don't remember. I might have signed a couple.
Yeah, there's always like when you sign one, there's always like a few more.
Yo, okay. Speaking about celebrity beefs and shit. I want to complain for a second about Ray fucking Fisher. Fucking cyborg from Justice League.
For shitting on the movie? Yeah.
You guys remember all that, right? Well, no, he was like, Joss Whedon's a piece of shit.
Saying that. It
was a toxic work environment, right? Yeah, he was the only person that came forward, first of all. And this is all happening right before the
Zack Snyder cut?
The Snyder cut comes out. Yeah. It got to the point where he actually said to people, it's like, yeah, dude, Joss Whedon changed the color of my skin for the final edit of the movie. And when I saw that, I was like, what? You were still black in the movie? It's astounding.
I don't know. Because
none of these other actors in that.
Because the thing is, Joss Whedon made, you know, the event. And I remember when the Avengers came out, everyone's like, dude, Joss Whedon's a great guy. He's very nice. A friendly guy. Although I've seen that in a lot of his movies, he tends to like, I don't know if what it is, maybe it's a kink or something, but a lot of the female characters get like choked out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just pointing that out.
<I don't... laughs>
Like Wonder Woman got choked out in, you know, in that fucking Justice League, and Black Widow got choked out in Avengers. Yeah. And a few of his other movies, like, women have also been, like, choked out. So I don't know if it's a kink of his or something, but people were complaining about that. And I'm like, maybe it's his kink. You don't know. Well, it's like Tarantino having
point is,
everywhere.
Ray Fisher wasn't choked out. Yeah. It's like Lars von Trier when shooting fucking nymphomaniacs. I want you to actually have
it's
sex.
Like it's like Dan Schneider just having children shoot in every single fucking scene. Didn't matter if it was Ariana Grande or Drake Campana.
It's like the Twilight Zone movie where that guy and kids actually got fucked up by the helicopter.
Yeah.
Did you guys know about that? So the Twilight Zone movie. Right?
You're talking about the children and the guy in the helicopter? I remember seeing that.
Yeah, they literally
there was a small documentary series that they do like 30 minutes about movies that are actually cursed, and that was one of them. That this is what made laws for children actors or something like that. That they're at 4 a.m. Plus the guys, and then the mother, the parents are watching, and then next thing they know, they die. It's like, oh my god.
Yeah,
I think the helicopter blades hit like the dude and one of the kids, and then the wreckage just right on top of the other. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Fucking hell, man. Cursed movies. It's like the poltergeist.
Yeah.
I always got the girl with the poltergeist because I always thought she was the one that got killed by her dad.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking about that today. And I was like, you guys remember The Land Before Time? Yeah. You remember the little green dinosaur? Like the little one? She's the one that got killed by her dad.
That was sad when I heard about that.
I think he killed her and her mom and then like killed himself.
I usually do that.
I could be. Yeah.
All right, moving on from Depresso facts. Did you know that on October 14th, this is old news because we've been planning on doing an episode for a while, but it is what it is. Elon Musk tweeted this. The gauntlet has been thrown down. The prophecy will be fulfilled. The Model S price will change to $69,420 tonight.
I remember reading that.
And then a week later, he raised it to $77,400. And then he dropped it back down to $69,999. And then he said that anyone who bought it had big energy.
Dude, yeah.
He said the day of reckoning will come, you will regret this, and I think you should just charge Papa John's. It's not Papa John's anymore.
Papa John, please.
It is.
It's still called Papa John's.
That's what I'm
saying. So, Papa, please, I'll buy all your papadillas. Please, just let 2021 be a good fucking year.
I'll forgive you.
Low-key, though, I do want to try one of those. Those look pretty good.
What is it?
Pretty good. The papadillas, they're like pizza tacos.
What the hell?
They're what?
Yeah.
No,
you guys
all I see ads for are Taco Bell. The new Taco Bell queso.
Yeah, look up papadillas. It's P-O-P-A-D-I-L-L-A.
Yeah, like quesadillas, but papadillas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Papadillas.
That makes me. I have Corona, and that makes me sick.
I have a Corona, but that makes me sick.
Oh man, I'm happy I can make these jokes now.
Telling you,
as long
man,
as I don't die, I'll be fine. I saw this thing the other day. It was these guys texting each other, right? And it was like, dude, I got a girl. He's like, me too, bro. Where's she from? And he goes, she's from another nation. He goes, which nation?
Oh, yeah,
my imagination. He goes, well, my girlfriend lives by the sea. He's like, which sea? In my fantasy.
Jesus, man. I'm just stupid. Just stupid.
That's some shit that's definitely some shit that Xander and Skylar do. You guys know who Xander and Skylar are, right?
Yeah, bro. Personas.
Yeah, it's the characters that me and Dennis made up. Yeah, I just found that the way that Dennis wanted to spell Skylar, and it honestly,
what is it?
Again, it makes me sick. It's S C H U Y L E A R. Skylar.
Wait, I can't even begin to visualize that. Spell that again.
S H U Y-L-E-A-R.
What?
Skylar.
That's
Skylar. Oh, and he's like, I'm not even joking you.
And no,
I'm not even joking you. That is exactly how one of my coworkers.
You're bullshitting.
That's what he said. That's
no,
what he said.
In no fucking, even in no fucking dialect does that spell Skylar.
I mean,
you could run that through any linguist, and they'd be like, "That is Schuyler."
You're killing him, Travis. Be careful. Yeah, he is.
You're trying to kill me.
Dying over here.
Goddamn!
Like I always say, as soon as you're dead, no more taxes. They can't get you.
Yeah, but they'll find a way to tax my parents and be like, hey, where's that cast?
That's why you just do at-home cremation.
Yeah, I suppose. All right, you talk amongst yourselves. I'll be right back. All right.
Yeah, he's got to go purge himself.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you sent the bit in our group chat for podcast. I sent that photo of someone making Peter Griffin and Cyberpunk. Did you guys ever see that? Legitly, someone made Peter Griffin in Cyberpunk.
Was this in podcast?
I don't know. It was just a post I randomly saw. So I would say just look it up if you can. But it's just
now so funny.
All right, I'm back.
Do you see him? Hello, funny.
Cyberpunk.
They made Peter Griffin in Cyberpunk.
Oh my god.
Dude, it's like the best.
Guys,
How are these even fucking possible?
Do you remember 21st night of September? No, I'm just kidding. The day that me and my dad defeated.
You're gonna have to reiterate real quick.
It was the fat fuck.
With the what? Oh, okay.
Boxers. It was the day that he like threatened to call the pound again on our dogs because they were barking at 3 a.m. So, I mean, okay. So first of all, it wasn't even our dog.
Yeah,
it was the neighbor behind us. They mm-hmm. have, you know, the guy that cheats on his wife. Yeah, that guy. So his dog had puppies. So they were barking all night, and but he was like, I'm gonna call him Animal Pound. So my dad, yeah, being that he used to be a gangster, he goes over there and he's like, Leo, he's talking to me again. My dad doesn't speak English, so he's like, he's talking to me again. And I was like, all right, I got this. So I'm like, hey, what's the problem? Fucking dogs, blah 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 blah. Like, well, all right. So what do we?
I sure hate it when my dogs are blah, blah,
blah, blah. He's like,
I hate it when my son is born and he's just like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but he was, you know, he's being a cunt as usual. And I was like, you know what? I've had it. That's like the third time that he's been a bitch. So I was like, you know what? That's it. And so I was like, are we going to have a problem? Because you used to complain the dogs got out. They don't get out no more. And the ones that were barking weren't even our dogs. So what do you want? And my dad goes up, like, you know, he like walks over to his line of vision and he like squares up. Like he does that, you know, like he throws his hands out into the air. And this old man, like, I swear to God, if he had any more water in him, he would piss him. Now, I know for people saying, like, oh, well, he's an old man. No, he's not an old man. He's like 50, I think. But he looks old and fucked up because he's disgusting, right? But the main problem is that he's just an asshole. Like, who over the age of 5 goes outside naked? Like, this man's 50 plus, he's, like, hugely overweight. And he's a cunt. Like, if kids are, like, playing outside, he'll, like, yell at them through his little window behind the comfort of his window, like, you know, being a little pussy. He'll just, like, yell. He's like, hey, get off my lawn. There's no lawn. There's concrete. It's a public street. You live in a trailer, sir.
Okay.
And that's...
Yeah, that's a little off-putting.
I don't know. If I see this man walk outside of his house one more time with underwear, I'm calling the cops. I'm going to tell him that he tried to touch my pee-pee. And who are they going to believe, me or him?
He's one step away from sexual harassment. That's what harassment. I'm saying.
Who are they going to believe, me or him?
How your sisters make the call.
No. Nah, that's... Now we're getting into legal territory. All right, you guys ever heard about this movie called William Friedkin's Killer Joe? So this movie...
I remember seeing a
Killer
trailer
Joe
for
is
it.
About this man who has a fried what? Chicken. Yeah, his dick is fried chicken.
Okay, so what? Is this what indie movies are now all about? The most random bullshit ever?
Yeah, I just had to bring that up because I was on Twitter and it was this video of like this woman, like, you know, like chomping on this dude's, like, you know, Kentucky fried cocker. And he's like torturing these people, and he's like,
"Hold on, please tell me he's dressed
like
the
fried chicken leg." No, it would be better. No, he's dressed.
No,
like,
no,
all black.
He's like, yeah, all black. The only problem is now is I'm picturing fucking Matthew McConaughey going,
yeah he
kind of
does look like Matthew McConaughey
ahead,
in that one picture.
Goes,
it's Matthew McConaughey.
It
what?
It is Matthew McConaughey.
What?
Oh, you gotta
yeah,
send me
he's
a
in that movie.
That
it's Killer Joe. It's Matthew McConaughey.
No. So is
it
that?
Is.
So is then, is that a
bring it up right
a
now.
Porn parody then? Because the guy.
That's funny, dude.
I have no idea.
There's two that I see here.
Let me tell you what. The one with
man,
not.
I don't know, man. All right. Probably. Anyway, if you want to see a movie about a dude with fried chicken cock, you there you go. All right. In good news, Oscar Isaac has cast Moon Knight. I'm fine with, like I said, like I mentioned to Travis, like Shia it should have been Shia LaBeouf. They have snubbed yet another Jew. But I'm looking at you, Walt Disney.
He is getting sued, though.
Ooh.
For what?
Oscar Isaac?
LaBeouf. No, Shia LaBeouf. Because I guess he, his ex-girlfriend is now suing him for,
I could see that.
Abuse.
I could see him doing that.
Like physical.
He's turned into a real piece of work over the years. Mean, honestly, have you guys seen that video of him when he got arrested while he was drunk, man. And he was legitimately like death threats to the cop as he was in the back seat? It's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he's gone through. Yeah. I mean, he's a child actor. A lot of them have, especially after like what was that movie, Honey Boy, where just like he wrote down about all of the trauma and shit that his dad put him through. I still haven't seen it, but I've heard enough about it. Know the type of shit this man has gone through. All right, so you know how like YouTube sometimes. All right, 99.9%.
No, that's because of the YouTubers that I watch, but I love them, so I can deal with that.
No, I got this one that was like extremely like misogynist shit. So okay, so it starts off warning. This short presentation reveals a controversial new female mind control. It may be offensive towards women.
Yeah.
Minors and closed-minded men. Viewer discretion is advised.
No, I haven't. I have premium, so I don't get ads.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I screenshotted some of it, and this is one of the little things that they were saying. It says, can science really get you laid? The shocking truth about Dr. David Tan's desires. Dating coach Dr. David Tan recently made a new scientific discovery about female psychology that many modern women consider an outrage. The system called the Desire System delves into a formulaic approach to getting laid based on a psychological breakdown called emotional contagion. Tan made the new name for himself as the founder of the world's largest dating academy, Aura, which is based in Singapore. After years of research and testing, he decided to release his Desire System up to 500 men for the first time, days ago. David Tan climbed the ranks of the world's top dating coaches through a popular blog which focused on the topic of getting men laid. So it's no surprise that he's a controversial figure. But some argue... Some argue that the new system takes things too far. While the system helps men get laid, many women claim that it's borderline manipulative because it only focuses on a woman's emotional. It says, in today's progressive society, it's a step back to give men this much power. Virtually undetectable to women, men can have their way. He was bending her over a sink, and it looked like something out of a movie. I had no idea she was this dirty. And then he went right back at pounding her. Like I wasn't even there. He was pounding her away. I was crushed. And like the little wuss bag that I was, I walked out of that kitchen with my head down, my dick droopy, without saying a word. And that's about as much as I could take of that ad. I couldn't. That was
written like a true cop.
And he continued to like.
You gotta find this and send it to us, dude. That's crazy.
And that was like the minute. And this man was like, I was a little pussy. And before I found this technique, I let this man cuck, you know, he's like, I became a cuckold. And I'm not proud of it, but this is my experience.
He was getting with the
You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of all those ads that were coming out for a while about like the V shred. It's like, do you know why you're not fit? Do you know why you don't have a six pack of abs? I'm eating pizza tonight for dinner. And I'm still cut as fuck because you're not watching your like meta calories or some shit. Join this high class society
too.
All acting like they're fucking Patrick Bateman or some shit.
Fuck out of here.
They do. Every fit fuck has a fucking morning routine video. They all put on the fucking Patrick Bateman music from fucking American Psycho, and they say the same shit. I shit you not, there are like seven different guys that do the same exact fucking thing.
I know, I'm laughing because it is true.
The ones where they're like, hey, I'm going to teach you the secret to becoming a millionaire. Oh, what's that? I'm so rich, I have a mansion. Oh, wait, I'm inside of a 2004 Honda Accord. And what's that? I'm at my mansion? No, I'm actually in the backyard alley of a fucking Quiznos. And I'm like, what are you doing? What?
Oh my god, Leo, you spread the Rona.
Dude, I gave him Corona through the radio waves.
It's that 5G.
It's the 5G sound waves. Every Karen right now is like, I told you, they're gonna put chips in us with the vaccine.
I warned you, sons of bitches. Didn't believe me, honey, you would listen.
That was the most shocking thing to me, is that when I went to go get tested, they didn't even give us like medication or nothing. They're just like, just
chill out. You can't, because it's just been tested, Leo. I mean, now the vaccine has barely been.
I mean, I get that, but it's like if you're
head. Well, you know, it's just like a more advanced version of the flu or something, isn't
what,
it?
What are your guys' opinions?
I feel like that's really fascist.
Mandating vaccines.
Mandating it?
No, a lot of jobs. I heard about that. And like, you have to have a card or something if you're going
to show it. I mean, I feel like that's
really fascist. It is fascist, but I understand the want or need to get people like. Because if you have the vaccine,
that's true. But still,
you know what I mean. But it's also very
totalitarian. Well, you never know that. Yeah. And you know, my big worry is, you know, it all feels a little rushed. They just kind of started doing testing, and they're already finding like allergic reactions.
I feel like doing it this early. It's really dumb because they just approved it for testing.
Oh yeah, no, because you know. You know there's going to be some shit like 3 years down the line. It's like, oh, all the people that got vaccines have like
it is really concerning.
They're more prone to get cancer like, now. So at this point, I'm not sure. I would be getting it. I know if you already get Corona, you're good. Like you're not going to get it.
Yeah, my body, as soon as it fights off, I'm good. It's like chicken pox.
Yeah. I feel like if Red Hawk was like, gotta get this, keep working here, I'm like, nah, I'm out.
Yeah, no, it's better to wait until something's like done, you know?
Yeah, it's how zombies are made. This is the zombie making process everyone's been waiting for.
We're still in 2020, so
see, they all thought 2020 was going to be the zombie year. No. It's the vaccine that creates the zombies.
This is how we get into the last.
I'm still playing games I haven't beaten. I don't want that to happen.
See, I'll be like Ellie. I'm fucking immune.
I was saying the zombie apocalypse would happen because of this. I'm going to be straight up pissed. I'm still playing games I haven't even beaten. Power search going out. Fuck this. Might as well take myself out at that point. No more PS.
Yeah, it's like, you know, dude, how much money I wasted?
Forget it. Thing, Peter. Take myself out. Fuck this. I'll
Here's play the my thing, food. Peter.
Banchon, baby.
Yeah, you go get yourself a little bit of trade schooling, and once it all happens, you let everyone kind of kill each other off, and you go to the nearest PG&E, and you create your own power conduit.
I would do that straight up. That's something I would hella do. It's like, just hide underground. Everyone kill themselves, fine. Go to PNG, great. Make my own power grid, perfect. I have all the power I want. I have my games. I have the TV. What else do I need? A microwave and a little oven and some non-perishable foods. There you go. People want my power.
There is one flaw with that plan, though. And I know this for a fact. Well, say you were like the only survivor in a 100-mile radius, right? And that same ratio was kind of applied to everyone across the states. And this would be the same in any other part of the world. If it happens to one country, there's going to be a different country that's going to take advantage of that. And they're going to come in.
That's when you blow yourself up. And at that point, advantage. Be like, what is it like?
So you go to PG&E to get your own little power grid.
No. Was it like Poland had it since like the 1980s? If they ever get invaded, they're ready to blow up their whole country. That's what I would do. Are you ready to take my power grid? I'm going to blow everything up around it. Fuck this. It's my power grid. I know, right? Like this moment, one soldier sets foot. Nope. You can blow it all up. Gone.
Just boom. Did somebody say Germany?
Oof.
Not again.
Brutal! All right. Our final two topics. I'm going to read this rental application for you. And then we'll just briefly talk about the 89,000 things that Disney announced. Just briefly. Because if you really care about all the shit they announced, look it up. There's 50,000 things. all right. So this one says, looking for a female roommate to pay $0.
Wait, so you said, oh, okay. I was, you said rental. So I was like, what are we renting? But no, go ahead. Now
we're going to rent your body, big boy. Anyway, looking for a female roommate to pay $0. I will not charge you money, but I will be sharing my bed with you, as the other room is being used by my parents. They are aware of this arrangement, as I have done this before, but it has not worked out really for the reasons I'd rather not say on here. I will expect hugs at least 5 times a day and cuddles at least 2 times a day for at least 10 minutes each. You will not be dating any other man during this arrangement. You will have no male friends either. You may have female friends, and they may visit if they like. You will also be required to make me 3 meals.
Just put on the ad if you're a girlfriend or something. Jesus.
Physical Christ. Requirements.
How extra do you have to be?
No, wait. This is my favorite part. Physical requirements are as stated. Must be shorter than 5'5", weigh no more than 120 pounds, Caucasian or Asian only, Republican, biologically female, no tattoos, no Muslim, no vegans, no smoking or vaping, no marijuana, and you must shave legs and underarms. I am a 44-year-old male. I weighed 290 pounds the last time I checked, which was 15 years ago. I am 5'6". Dude, that's an extreme neckbeard. No, like, that man lives on
World of Warcraft. No kidding. The fact that you mentioned that they're living with their parents?
No. He little do you guys know, he actually makes 30 grand a year as a Discord moderator.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got damn.
He just uses it all on Robux. Mm-hmm.
he spends all Robux and V-Bucks.
That's Robux.
Oh, my God. No.
Divinity's Twitch. Dude, that man subscribed to Amaranth so hard.
It's terrible.
I know one person out there's like, who's Amaranth? Just look it up. You'll know what I'm saying. If you think about Thotary, it's Amaranth.
Oh, man.
It's so bad, dude. I don't know what I heard.
All right,
it astounds me. It's so crazy, too.
Dude, I hope it's a joke, because if someone legitimately posted that, I hope
you know what though. Honestly, I'm gonna say that's probably a real ad.
Yeah,
you'd be surprised.
It sounds too specific.
I almost guarantee it.
Yeah,
it's very.
That's what makes me cry, dude. Like Jesus Christ.
Okay, speaking of genuine, there was this 95-year-old Japanese woman who regularly played Tetris on her Game Boy, and eventually it broke down. And she tried to take it to a shop to repair it, but they couldn't. So her grandson wrote a letter to Nintendo explaining the situation. And they sent her a new one and told her to live a long life.
That's being extra. I'm sorry. They couldn't just replace it in Japan. Do you know where I was in Japan? I was in Tokyo, for God's sake. You know how much Game Boy Advances that I saw? All that crap? There's so many stores with so many Nintendos and Game Boys. Why would you have to go to Nintendo?
Yeah.
You could legitimately walk to freaking or take the train somewhere and buy it. I'm not lying.
It's simple, Peter. Bragging rights.
Yeah, dude.
The same reason I needed that goddamn $100 Lego gift certificate and my picture in the fucking Lego
man. Like, oh my, I'm not even fucking lying, guys. The electronics that have made me jelly.
It's like that one person who got their car broken into and they ate their Kit Kat. So then then they posted on Twitter and then Kit Kat called the guy
new
and
car
like a lifetime supply.
Bought them like a new car or some
shit.
Yeah,
full of Kit Kat. That's
I hate that shit. It's just company
flexing. Didn't the guy even not like Kit Kat?
Yeah.
He's like, he's like, yeah, oh, yeah, that's what he said. Like, yeah, I don't even like Kit Kats. Still getting on time to kick ass. Hey, but listen, you can either sell them or, you know, just still eat them. Yeah. Just eat them very slowly. You could freeze them.
Speaking of Kit Kat, makes me want to have a Kit Kat now, actually.
Was that fucking jingle? break me off a piece of that tic-tac bar. Break me off a piece of that John Cena's ass. All right. Our final news is that Disneyland Explorer, Buzz Lightyear.
Jesus Christ, I can't have water. I can't.
Oh.
No, but I love
it. Did you guys hear that Chris Evans will be playing Buzz
Lightyear? Speaking again, because I didn't hear you at all. Because of fucking Travis over here in the Rona.
Yep.
I like how I have
you better.
I apologize for my illness.
So Chris Evans is going to be playing Buzz Lightyear in the... It's basically a prequel to Toy Story because it's a movie based off of the fictional real character that Buzz Lightyear
because there was a Buzz Lightyear made
on, based off. It's not a real character, but he's a fake character that they made, you know, in that universe.
Speaking of Buzz Lightyear, I don't know if you guys remember.
Oh, definitely. 100%.
Do you guys remember the old Buzz Lightyear show?
Yeah.
Okay. That wasn't just some weird fever dream I had.
No, I remember because they had like a partner, weird, alien thing. And then this little
I remember the big red one,
like blue or something.
The little robot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the hot one.
That's why I actually had one of those Bud Lightyear.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. My brother had
he had like purple armor.
He had like silver too.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had that shit.
I'm trying to remember the character name.
I don't know. Was there a reason you brought it up?
No, it's just that reminded me.
I was
wondering if anyone else had ever seen it. Yeah.
All right. Well, like I said, I'm just excited for WandaVision and Loki and, you know, Falcon and Winter Soldier, Hawkeye, She-Hulk.
There's going to be a She-Hulk.
We're finally getting Abomination back. Yeah.
I know. I didn't think they were bringing back Tim Roth.
Yeah.
Shit,
I remember
Tim
they
Roth
said
sold.
They were going
who's,
to.
Who's
going to
be playing She-Hulk?
I don't remember her name, but
she's got a weird name.
It's like Imania or some shit.
Or Timea, yeah,
Timea something.
We were hoping for Allison Brie.
Yeah, I like how they were looking for an Allison Brie type, but they didn't just cast Allison Brie.
Yeah, I know.
Like, no, but I think Allison Brie should just be Spider-Woman.
No.
A lot of people have been casting her as
she's Spider-Woman already Captain now. Marvel. Don't give her another one. Oh, I'm sorry, you said Allison Brie. I'm sorry.
Allison Brie?
Oh, you know, I'm,
yeah, what are you talking about, dog?
Right. I got
you mean, Brie Larson?
Yeah, that's Brie Larson. No, dude, Allison Brie is the one from Community. And,
to whom?
She's married to Dave Franco.
Really? I did not know that.
To Dave Franco.
Dave Franco?
Yeah.
Did you guys see that shit today where it's like, dude, if Spider-Man 3 is coming together and, like, bringing together all these Spider-Verses, that means we get to watch, like, Uncle Ben die, like, 14 times.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm actually gonna scream if that happens though. Unless it's like for a gag, I'll.
It just ends up like the Doctor Strange Dormammu fight.
That's what I was telling my sisters earlier. I'm like, dude, he'll just be like, I've seen it 40 million.
Uncle Ben getting in his car. It's like, please, you don't have to do this.
Every time it's a different,
Toby
it's
McGuire. A
different Uncle Ben too.
I missed the part where that's my problem.
Oh man. I want that to happen.
I'm excited for that movie, dude. It's gonna be so good.
Oh man,
it's gonna be so good. One of my friends was like, "Do you think they'll do the exaggerated swagger of a black teen in that movie?" I'm like, "I hope to God. I hope they don't."
The exaggerated swagger of a black teen
of what?
The exaggerated swagger of a black.
It's a. I'm sorry. It's about
what the fuck?
Have you not seen that? Okay. So it's
and I hated that. That's what they said. That pissed me off. Yeah. I'm like, dude.
So, GameSpot was doing they did their review of you know Miles Morales Spider-Man, and the interviewer goes, the way that Miles jumps off of buildings head first into the ground, and does flips, with the exaggerated swagger of a black teen, gives me chills every time. Like in the
I
whitest
hate, I hate
voice
it when I heard. I'm like, dude, I don't
heard.
Like that guy's.
Jesus Christ.
And then I found out the dude's actually black, and I was like, how do you sound
it's
this white?
It's weird, right?
Something this white being black. It's so cringy. Like, just look up.
And imagine being the guy. It's like, dude, I walk like that. Fuck yeah.
I walk with the exaggerated swagger of a black teen.
All right. I think that's about it.
I've never connected with a character more emotionally on the level of the way they walk.
Oh, man.
Just that really, it brought tears to my eyes when, you know, I found out that I walked the same as Spider-Man. That was a moment of empowerment for me.
All right, so that's going to be the end of our podcast. We're gonna do our closer. Hope you enjoyed.
Stay safe. Don't get corona like me. And we will now be introducing a segment from our beloved friend JFK. But thank you for listening. Tune in for the next few episodes as we try to finish season 3, hopefully soon. Remember to share and subscribe and follow and, you know, everything you want. Please give us more money. I mean, friends. I mean, followers. All right. Take it away, Jay. Jonah, come.
My fellow Americans, it is in these dire times that I, John fucking Kennedy, whom you may also know as the President of the United States of America, which I hope you would, you all voted for me. Anyway, in trying times such as these, I feel it is my duty as Commander-in-Chief to address the American people. Now, before I begin addressing the fine people of the press, I would like to speak my piece on a few matters. Number one, I would greatly appreciate if the general public would cease to investigate whether or not I have a mistress. I have a beautiful wife, Jackie, fine as hell. And if I did have a mistress, her name would definitely not start with the letter Marilyn. Secondly, a lot of people think that Richard Nixon and myself have bad blood. This is false. Incorrecto mundo amigos. I prefer the term professional rivals. A lot of people don't know that he and I went to a lot of college parties together. And let me tell you something. That tricky dick sure does have a tricky dick. I've seen him play beer pong with it. It's quite the ladies, man. Now, I will give a brief moment. Let me repeat that again. Brief, meaning a moment of short duration for the press to ask me questions. All right. Have at it.
Mr. President.
Yes, sir?
Is it true that in 1985, you came back to life just to haunt George W. Bush?
That's also false information. That would have been Reagan. Yes, I came back to haunt Reagan. It's the one that saved his life.
Now, when Richard Nixon said, "I am not a crook," is that true?
Like I said, we're professional rivals. Yes, he did.
Okay, now my next question is, have you ever seen That 70s Show?
Big fan.
All right, so
I love that Ashton Kutcher.
So, oh, do you remember the episode of the Wee Wee Pee Pee?
I do remember the Wee Wee Pee Pee.
All right, now the Wee Wee Pee Pee episode. What did you think of Topher Grace's pee pee?
Well, like I said, a tricky dick and a tricky dick. A Topher Grace pee pee is a Topher Grace pee pee. If you can play beer pong with it, quite the ladies' man.
Now,
did he play beer pong with it?
No, but he rolled a blunt.
What
with
are your
it, I'm
opinions?
Sure.
I ask you again: did he play beer pong with it? If he did not, it's a waste of good dick. Moving on.
I saw him playing ping pong with it, not beer.
That's fair.
All right, now, do you think, in order to become a better Venom in Spider-Man 3, of course, should he have, as Red quoted, not worn black socks while you were naked, you looked like an ass? Do you think he would have looked better as Venom?
I'm going to tell you something right now. The way you just worded that question made me wish I had been hit by 5 bullets instead of 3.
You've been hogging. Like,
okay. Fair.
I got a question for you.
I wish they had hit my car with a fucking...
I got a
forehead.
Question here.
My left? Okay.
When will I stop being lazy to finally sign up for my freaking spring semester
Go right
classes?
Ahead.
Because I had my date since like last month and I still haven't done it.
Well, like I always say to the American people, ask not what you can do for your country, But what your country
can
do for you is absolutely nothing. We're all fucked. You think this year was bad, you just fucking wait. All
right, now my final question for you, President. Is it true that you were actually not shot from a sniper's, but you were actually shot by the chauffeur?
You mean the driver?
Yes.
Well,
I got a question. I got a question.
Tell you because I'm dead, son.
How did you feel about the CIA?
You don't remember seeing.
Now, that's a good question. You know what? Maybe it was Nixon. You never know. This day and age. Like I said, Black Ops. I was in that game.
What do the numbers? What do they mean? What do they mean?
I couldn't tell you.
Mr. President.
I don't know. Ask Mason.
Who has nuclear
do
code?
Do I look like a goddamn Mason to you, son?
Who has the nuclear code?
Cuba.
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 Cuba?
It's always been Cuba.
All right, now, the last question before we end this podcast. Do you think that Jared Leto can take John F. Kennedy in a one-to-one fight with a bullet wound inside of each one's head?
Is this a bare-knuckle match?
Bare-knuckle match, except Jared Leto has just drinking some of his own piss cereal.
That sounds like an even fight to me. Do we have our hands tied around each other's cocks?
Yes, that's the only way to fight, sir.
Then I'm the winner.
Thank you, yes. Okay. All right. Now, before we end, I'd like to thank my sponsors, Artesian Builds. No, Artesian Builds for making my computer. I now have my own computer. You can get custom-built computers, as well as you can do a payment plan with them. I'm doing a payment plan for mine, as well as I thought I'd better make it, let it know I'm actually not sponsored by them. But still, I love it. So if I can, I'd love to be sponsored. Nice. That would be nice, but
straight up. I was just going to say, are you actually sponsored by these people?
I would legitimately love to be sponsored by them. Hell yeah, that'd be nice. And then to another one, if I could be sponsored by the beer ordering company called Tavoy, where I've been ordering a bunch of beer from, that'd be awesome, because I've been ordering like over $100 worth of beer.
Hey, you could
sponsor me in this podcast.
Or, like a message. All right,
Raid Shadow Legends. Day,
but I actually do have two sponsorships. So if you're looking for some workout, shut the fuck up. They won't even sponsor us, man. I'm gonna reach out.
They're gonna keep coming up on our
code. The Epic Game Store is code. All right,
so
Leo.
If you need some good workout clothes, if you want to look for some good, workout clothes and protein and stuff, go to skywearthreads.com/Leo.
You better get it right so people can get it.
Or something like that. Leo V15. That sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah, you get 1% off each purchase.
I think it's Leo V15. I think that's right, bro. Yeah, 15% off your purchase. And then if you also go to, fnxfit.com, you'll also get 15% with the code Leo V15. I will put them in the description. But thank you guys. Continue to listen to us. JF Kennedy was pretty autistic. But, he does have bullets. He has bullets in his head. Okay, what are you gonna do?
Now say der, 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 der in that
My
voice.
My sentiments exactly.
All right, guys.
Say der, 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 der in that voice.
What's that?
Oh, man. Cut it right now. That's the ending by a president.
And that's it. That's our ending. Goodbye, guys. Oh, man. Damn, if only I could have seen JFK's succulent pee-pee.
Slide into my DMs.
Give me your spam. Put it in my mouth. You don't know how long I play for the cat.